Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Kate Loving and the Collective Wisdom. My name is Kate Loving Schenck of katelovingschenck.com and the author of the upcoming prayer prescription series, one of which will be live on Kindle at the end of the week. Sorry for that strange. Oh, I know it's. Hang on, everybody. Joining me this evening is Amy Flynn and her Loving Source Guides, the Collective. Amy and the Collective are going to share about the changes we are going through now and the increased and intensified energy that is flowing through the earth and through all of us. The call-in number is 347-205-9200. Joining me now is Amy Flynn. Hello, Amy.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited to be here. The Collective are really excited. I'm telling you, they're just like, they're dying to talk to everyone.
I'm so glad. That is really great because I think we're all going through some very intense changes. Everybody I know is going through, you know, intense changes. So we're all anxious to hear what your take and the Collective take is on all of that.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, too? If someone's not going through actual changes in their life, they're going through changes in their body or emotionally, or they're just not like themselves. I'm seeing it in people all around me, and I'm seeing it in me. It's, you know, it's just like moody all of a sudden, out of the blue, or just not feeling like myself, just not being the way I normally am. And, you know, it's just like this new energy is in me, just kind of moving and doing its thing, and it's just,
Yeah. So it has to do with a lot of different things that are going inside and outside and outside and inside.
So. Yeah, well, it's definitely, there's so many new high-frequency energies, so much light energy, intense energy that's flowing to and through the earth and through us. And it's coming, right now we're in a period of intense solar activity, and we're also getting energy frequencies from the galactic center, because we're in a position where we're much closer to it and aligned with it, because as the solar system moves around, because the solar system goes in an elliptic, what do you call it? You know what? When the planet goes around the sun, it's called what's it called?
Oh, it's not an ecliptic?
No. When it goes, it's not rotation. It's going where the planet moves around the sun. It's what's it called?
Orbit. It's an orbit.
Orbit. Thank you. I knew it was a word.
Yeah, there is a word. Go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, the galaxy moves. The solar system, I should say, moves around the galaxy in an orbit around the galactic center. And it's an elliptical orbit. And at different times, we're at different alignments and distances from the galactic center. And the galactic center is a black hole, which has a tremendous pull. I mean, we're talking gravity, like big gravity, let's just say, it's mm-hmm. intense gravity. So those forces are pulling on us. So there's so many different things that are all converging mm-hmm. right now and are going to be converging even more over the next few months to reach like this culmination in December. And then going through, we've been moving into this. And then we're going to be in, like, a high point in December and going into the, you know, first part of next year. Then we're going to be on going on the other side where it's going to start to lessen. But mm-hmm. it's taken us, you know, a year or so to build up to this. It's going to take a year or so to wind down. So the energies are going to be intense for a while. It's not like we're going to get past December and it's going to be like, oh, phew, it's done mm-hmm. now, you know. No. Mm-hmm. No. And all these energies, because we're electromagnetic beings, our bodies, you know, our neuroelectrical systems, they're magnetic or then electrical. We are everything within us is. So they're completely affected, the same as the systems in the Earth are, the same as the ionosphere and the different electromagnetic grids around the Earth. Everything is affected by this type mm-hmm. of energy. And so we're actually different. We are different because we're being affected differently. So our cells are different. The way energy is moving through our body is different. And it's just everything is different. So we're behaving different. So different things are showing up in the world. And on the other side of this is that this energy and all of these new changes and shifts are removing, wiping out the old energy that no longer fits. It doesn't fit. It's like we had clothes on and we outgrew them, and they just don't fit anymore. So now we got to get rid of them. And so a lot of people are experiencing where they're experiencing situations in their life where things are just falling apart, or they're losing things, or they're losing people. A lot of people are leaving, and animals. And it's really because that's what needs to happen to move to the next step, to make space for, to align with the newer frequencies, the higher frequency energies.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the best way to look at it is we've been wearing this coat for a while, and it served us really, really well. And we loved it. You know, you get attached to, like, a favorite coat. But it's kind of worn. It's kind of tattered. And all of a sudden, this new coat is swept in and is trying to yank the old familiar one off and take its place. And we're attached to the old one because it's comfortable. It's familiar. It's love to us. And this new one is very insistent upon taking its place and getting on us. So, and it's a little unnerving, and because human beings tend to get very attached to things, and they're clinging. Human beings are clinging beings. They attach. They feel things that are familiar. They want things to stay the same. And change is something that's not comfortable. And we're in a period of very high intense change. So it's not easy. It's a challenging time. And the best thing that anyone can do at this time is to remember to let go, to lighten mm-hmm. up, to let go, and to realize that even though it feels weird, it might feel uncomfortable, it might not even look so great, all is working out perfectly as it should and as it need be. And it's like going through a transition. Another analogy I'll give you is, you know, like, you go in an amusement park and you go on these rides, and some of the rides will go through like these dark tunnels. Like you go on this roller coaster with big ups and downs, and part of it might go through a dark tunnel, so you have no idea where you are. And then you shoot out the other side, and you're like, oh my God, you're way up in the air, and you got to take this dive down or something like that. And it's sort of kind of that feeling. where we're right now, we're plunged into the dark tunnel, and we don't necessarily know where we're going. But the thing that we do know is that we're on the track. We're on the track, and we're not derailed. We're still moving. We're going to come out at some point, and we're going to come out exactly where we need to be. And actually, we're going to come out in a more exciting place than when we went in. So that's really what we can be assured of. And to be learn to be comfortable with the not knowing. And the best way to do that is to really focus on being aware and present in what you're doing in every moment. Don't go thinking about the future. Don't go worrying about it. Let go of stuff. Past stuff is going to come up because right now a lot of past stuff is leaving. It wants to leave. It's trying to move. That energy is trying to move its way out. And with that are things like memories, situations, past stuff. It comes up because it's leaving. It's like it has to pass through your consciousness, your awareness as it goes out too.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go. Don't reattach to it because it is looking to leave. That energy wants to leave. If you don't reattach and focus on it, it will just leave and it will be painless and you'll be left more open and you'll be more able to be with all of the shifting energy.
Wow, that sounds like something that just recently happened to me. Exactly the same process of being in a having extreme change. I changed jobs, but it was such a the job wasn't anything like I expected. It was actually, you know, like a climactic change where I got into this environment where people were really cruel.
Mm.
And I had and in order to let go, I had to live totally in the present moment. It was like in order to shake off the anxiety I was feeling, the present moment meditation was the remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was able to get out of the job in a way that was in a point of strength and not from a point of weakness. And now I don't have a job, but I'm much freer now. It's really been, but there's all this other change that is everywhere still happening that I can feel,
mm-hmm.
and even within myself. So everything you're describing is exactly what's probably going on with a lot of us, you know?
Yeah, it's not just you, and it's not just me. It's everybody, and everybody's feeling it differently. Everybody's experiencing it to different degrees, and it's not just happening on the individual person level. It's happening in the society, in the culture, in cities, in towns, in states, mm-hmm. in countries, in nations. I mean, look at the world.
Yeah.
The world is made up of people, so as the people go through this, And experiencing this energy changing and moving through them and bringing up all this stuff and altering everything, they express in their country or they express in their city and town, and all of that energy comes out, and it's affecting everything.
Yeah.
So the world appears to be in kind of a chaotic turmoil state. It's going through a lot of stuff. And it is. And it's all the same process. It's all this energy. And the earth, the same thing with the earth. The earth, many people embrace the earth as a living organism, which she is. The earth is conscious.
Absolutely.
Everything in source is conscious.
Mm-hmm.
The earth is experiencing the same thing. The same energy is moving through the earth. And the earth, as a conscious being, has emotions not the same way we do. Because when she expresses her emotions, she does something like have a volcano or an earthquake. I mean, it's a little different.
And there are a lot of them these days, that's for sure.
Yeah, there definitely are. There's a lot of stuff going on. And there's a lot of instability in the earth, a lot of instability in the planet. And mm-hmm. so in the physical planet as well as the cultures and countries and life on the planet. So all of it is the same thing. All of it flows from the same cause, which is all of this intense energy running through things, shaking things up. It's like you took a snow globe and you shake it all up and everything's all over the place. And it's, you know, it's still being shaken. No one's letting it settle down, and it's going to be shaken for a while. So we just have to get used to living with this right now. This is the new normal right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we can embrace it, the more that we can allow ourselves to feel at home with it and allow it to become, okay, this is my new ground of being. Unstable.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the ground that I stand on may not be there tomorrow, but I'll be okay,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to just, it takes a growth in us. It's asking the energy, and right now, it's asking for us to grow. It's asking for us to expand. It's asking for us to evolve. And that's really what's being asked of everything here. Evolution.
Yeah.
We are being asked to evolve. We're actually being pressured pretty intensely to evolve, because if we don't, we're going to be pretty darn miserable, and it's going to be pretty difficult to go through. As we evolve, like you did, you were a perfect example. You said
yeah.
that the way that you needed to be in your job, is you needed to be in the present moment and be focused in this almost like this constant present moment meditation.
Yeah.
And you were able to be with the job calmly and leave the job on a high note from a good place as opposed to from a low note. And you grew from the situation. You learned something about you. You learned
mm-hmm.
something
mm-hmm.
about life. And you learned something about your ability to be with things that otherwise you probably wouldn't have thought that you could be with so well. You evolved.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
So that's exactly what's happening here. And it's really, really exciting. And all of this stuff that's happening now is only going to be building. It's going to really build over the next 3 months as we continue
mm-hmm.
to go through the end of this year. I mean, if you think about 2012, it was lower key in the beginning. But still. It began to build, and things were building, and the energy and the intensity was building throughout the year. And there were different energy alignments, different energy portals, different astronomical events, things like that, that caused different changes in the energy, and then things in the world, things in the culture, things, different institutions, all moved into different states of being, more unstable, more chaotic, and all of that just became more and more and more and more as we went through the year, and now it's like almost like it's reaching a crescendo.
Yes.
Yeah. But it's
That's kind of exciting. Yeah,
you know?
the great American election that we're about to have.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting because it's happening in the midst of all of this. It's happening in November. November's the month before December. So what we have now is going to be more intense in November. So what is this election going to be like? I mean, when the United States has an election, it affects the whole world. The whole world watches and pays attention. So it's not just a local U.S. event. It really is kind of an international entertainment almost. So, like, what is this election going to be like? What's going to happen? There's going to be something intense about it. There's got to be because of everything that's going on.
Don't you think it'll be just a major shakeup in accordance with what you're talking about? You know, in the sense that there is.
But what's that
going to
look like? What's that going to look like? We don't know. It could look like any number of things.
Like today, here in Pennsylvania, the voter ID law was shot down. This until, you know, maybe after the election, but the powers that be, like, this is something you said before. In another call or in another, you know, in another prediction thing where the powers that be are being shaken down. And what I mean by the powers that be are the greed, the people who are taking over, have taken over and think everything is for them and their pleasure.
Absolutely.
But the voter ID law is just an example of trying to suppress the election in favor of the Republicans. And it was a Republican that shot down it was a judge, Republican, who shot down that law today in Pennsylvania. So I'm just thinking that the powers that be that have been are shaking up, and they're going to have to become kind of like get into a level playing field. I mean, that whole tape with Romney saying that people who were poor didn't mean anything to him, that was just a miracle that somebody captured that on film.
Right, right. Well, one thing I'll say is that, yes, that's absolutely so, is that the ways that things have been, which is kind of, it's really more focused on, if you want to look at it, as the dominant masculine energy and the dominant feminine energy. The masculine energy is about power, domination, greed. And we've basically been in a cycle where we have been living under this mm-hmm. Masculine energy.
Yeah.
But as everything moves and everything shifts and the energy changes and more light comes in and higher frequency comes in, we're being shifted back to the divine feminine energy or the feminine energy. And what's the feminine energy? Embracing, nurturing, loving, taking care of, all are taken care of equally, all are loved. Think of a mother. A mother takes care of and loves all of her children.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't say, I'm going to feed you and throw you out in the street. No.
Yeah.
No. That's not right. A mother doesn't play power games. So the divine feminine is all about oneness. It's all about embracing this. And as we evolve consciously as beings, we are realizing our connectedness and our interconnectedness and our oneness.
Mm-hmm.
We really are one, and we're coming to realize that. And we're coming to realize that we can't act in a way that serves some and takes care of some at the expense of others, because really what we're doing is taking care of our right arm at the expense of our left. And we're
mm-hmm.
never going to be whole, and we're never going to feel good if we do that. We have to take care of the whole being, the whole body, and that means taking care of everyone.
Right, right.
So, it's a growth.
That is exactly what is going on, and it's just bound to happen.
Yeah, well, it is happening. It's like the train's on the track and going, and
mm-hmm.
those that don't want to get on are going to have a hard time. They're probably going to get run over on the track. Because
yeah.
the train's already moving and it's happening. And those that decide they're going to cling to this old way of power, domination, and greed are just, they're going to get run over. They're not going to make it. Because
mm-hmm.
it's not just the people, the energy, the humans, I should say. It's not just the human beings that are making this happen. It's the energy. The energy shifts.
Yes,
and I know
yes.
I mentioned this to you. There's great cycles. There's grand cycles, great cycles. And part of these cycles are a movement from a masculine energy, a more masculine energy, to a more feminine energy. And this can all be looked at in poles and polar reversals, plus, minus. You can see it in the atom. There's a dominant type of energy that's more masculine and acts more masculine, and in other words, it steals electrons, it takes, you know, it's just
yeah.
a dominant. And then there's another type of energy that contributes electrons, it takes care of, it nurtures, and that's the feminine energy. This isn't just something that happens in human beings, it happens on all levels of life, on all levels of form, and all levels of energy. It's actually the energy. And so as we move and are affected by these different sources of energy, these different influxes of energy, because nothing stays in the same place. We're on a moving system, on another moving system, within an even larger moving system, because there's billions, trillions of galaxies all moving and rotating about, and everyone's doing their little dance. So we have so many energies at play that are just beyond our ability to comprehend, because we're only alive for a flash. Human beings are only alive for a flash, and in that flash, we can only see the cycles that are small enough for us to experience. We can't see the large cycles, but that doesn't mean that they're not happening, and it doesn't mean that they're not affecting us, because they are. They happen with regularity and predictability, and they do affect us, very much so. And that's what the whole Mayan calendar is about. Is that the Mayans became experts at reading the astrological signs and the astrological movement by observing the constellations and the stars. They actually could see what was happening, and they began to figure out how the solar system moved around in the galaxy and went around the galactic center. And what they were predicting was the end of this period, this one period, this one cycle, and the beginning of a new cycle. And that's exactly where we are and exactly what we're entering into. And that's what the Mayans documented in a very complex, detailed calendaring system, where they had different ways of measuring the different cycles and documenting the different cycles. So everything, when you begin to understand what's happening and you begin to like put the pieces together, it makes beautiful sense, and it's really kind of like a symphony all playing together, all the different instruments, and it's all perfectly choreographed, and it all is wonderful. It's just if you're at the size of an ant on the floor, you know, on the stage with the orchestra, you can't hear the whole symphony. You don't get a sense of it. That's kind of like our perspective. But that doesn't mean that everything's not playing beautifully together and making beautiful music. It is. It really is.
Right.
And that's why I'm so passionate, and the collective are even more passionate about connecting with and stepping into your larger self, what they love to call your source self. I call your larger self, because it's giving you a larger vantage point. It's taking you from the vantage point of the ant and giving you the vantage point of filling up the whole theater.
Right.
You fill up the whole theater, you're going to hear the acoustics of that orchestra from every possible angle, and it's better than even sitting in one seat.
Uh-huh.
So the ability that you have, the appreciation, the power that you have when you become big, when you become vast, when you step into this expanded state is just amazing. And you see things, and you know things, and you feel like you can be in a way that actually influences things. There's no way that you feel a victim of anything or at the mercy of anything, because you're big, and you know you're big, and you know you're powerful. So this is one of the, if not the most important thing that we can do, is to expand our awareness, expand our consciousness, and just step into that larger and larger self. That is us. That is us. And I know the collective love to use an analogy, and I'll just give it to you really, really quickly. They love to describe human beings like a funnel, it's regular. You know, the funnel's got the small end that you put into like a bottle or something, and then it goes on the wider end. Well, they like to say this is what human beings are like. The small, narrow end is what you know. It's mm-hmm. you. It's mm-hmm. what you live in. But then it goes up and it widens. Now imagine the funnel doesn't stop, but it continues to widen at the same angle infinitely. It just continues to spread out and out and out and get wider and wider and wider.
Right,
and
right.
As, so, yeah, so that's your larger part. It's not disconnected from you. It's very
mm-hmm.
much a part of you.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. And
yeah.
So you have the ability to access that part of you at any point in time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like I learned how to do that with that difficult situation because it was a very important lesson, and I think that, like we just said, that a lot of people are going through it, and it's well worth it because you have to learn that in this lifetime. It's better to learn it now than later, so that's
well, right,
worth that.
Well, right now, we are being pressed to learn it. The energy is pressuring us to learn it, pressuring us to step up and into that larger part. And for those that resist, for those that insist on not doing that, life's going to throw them increasingly more uncomfortable situations and more challenging situations to squeeze them right out of the skinny part up into the big part.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So because there are a lot of people that resist. There are a lot of people that try to cling to their old ways, their old belief systems, and not let go. And it's going to be uncomfortable because the energy is ruthless. The energy is intelligent, and the energy knows what
yeah.
we need to make it through all of what's happening is to be living in the larger part of ourselves, to be having that vantage point, because then everything will be fine, just fine. No matter what's mm-hmm. going on around us, things can just be blowing to pieces. We will be a center of calm. We will be fine. We'll just be
yes.
able to just be in it and with it without having it affect us. So that's what's so, so important.
Right, right.
Anyway, if you'd like, I would love to bring the collective in, and you can ask them some questions and get them started and anything that you want to ask them. Would you like that?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
So they obviously are seeing things from the larger perspective.
Yeah.
How would they recommend that we come up to that perspective to see things from their perspective?
Let me let them answer that question, okay? Why don't you ask
sure.
when they get here? So let me just take a moment and just bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
We are here. We are so eager to speak with you. We couldn't wait for Amy to leave. She wanted to talk. She wanted to talk, but that's okay because we are here. So we are on the radio, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. And there are lots of people here, yes?
Well,
can you tell?
I think there are. Yes, I think so.
Okay, good, good. We feel that there are people there. So, all right, that's excellent. So we'd like to let you ask us some questions and see where you want to go from there, and we'll just play. How's that?
Play, yes. That sounds great.
Okay. Okay. So would you like to ask some questions? You can start.
I was curious. Amy was referring to a consciousness that supersedes anything that humans are capable of really experiencing, and I would assume that you have that vision of a higher consciousness at all times. So how would you recommend that a mere human could get to the kind of consciousness that you are capable of and are experiencing at all times?
Well, we want to squeeze you like squeezing a toothpaste out of a tube. We want to squeeze real hard and you will just shoot right out. And that's really the best way. life right now, your lives, the energies that are here, present, affecting everything in your lives, affecting everything within you and your emotions, are doing that squeezing. So it's working pretty hard to get you to pop out of your small, constricted, small way of being. And that's wonderful. We also love to take people. We do the teleseminars. We actually have one coming up. We're very excited about. It's called Unlimited and Abundant, and we want people to come to it. So, if everyone will write this down, we don't know the URL, but it's on our website. Our website is thecallofyourbeing.com. Can you write that down for them, Kate?
I can. Thank you.
Okay, and then. If you look up, when you get to the website, look up. There's a bunch of things to click on. And you will see one of those things says unlimited and abundant, and that will take you there. So that's the best way we know how to get it, because we don't know how to get there with the actual URL for the page. So we just give you the website. And so what we love to do is we love to take people and put them into a very relaxed state, a deep relaxed state, where they stop being so in their head and stop being so in their mind and stop being so restricted and constricted and thinking that it has to be this way or that way, or their worries and beliefs are running like mad through their minds. When they're relaxed, then we can guide them. We can actually guide them, like we're taking them by the hand and leading them into this larger part of themselves. We lead them right into the experience of their source part, this vast part. And if they're nice and relaxed, they go. They just come along. There's no resistance. And they experience this. They experience the feeling of being in that larger part. They experience the knowing that one has when they're in that larger part. They experience the unlimitedness. They experience the love, this incredible, boundless love, this love that you are, this love that we are, this love that Source is. And once the experience is had, real living experience, you don't forget it. It becomes a part of you. It becomes a memory. It becomes a part of your cellular makeup. It's like once you taste a piece of delicious chocolate cake, you know what it tastes like. And if someone says to you, chocolate cake, your mouth waters automatically because you recall the experience. It's a real experience. So you actually will have a recall of it, and you'll be able to think, my larger part, my source part, and you'll have the feelings that you experienced when you went and were in this expanded awareness, and you'll be able to move back into that space much more easily. Mm-hmm. We love people to practice moving into that space over and over as much as they can, because it's like learning to walk a new path through the woods. The more you walk it, the more it gets worn down and the more familiar and easy it is to find it the next time. So this is a very, very good way and a very easy way for people. It's so painless. All they do is relax and go, oh, I love it. It feels so good. Everyone loves it. It's not complicated. It's just joyful and beautiful, and they just are all blissed out and happy, and it's just wonderful. Just wonderful. So it's like we're the guides, the little tourist guides, and we take you on the journey, and we give you the tour, and then we invite you to come back often. So this is just wonderful, wonderful. So the journeys, the little meditative journeys and processes and whatever's that we do, coupled with this energy squeezing you out of the toothpaste tube, you're going to pop out into this larger awareness experience pretty easily. You really are. So, and once you do and you get familiar and you ground yourself in it, everything becomes easier, because the trick, if we could call it a trick, to working with, to thriving through this bumpy energy that is happening now, and all of this shifting energy and this new energy, is to be in this larger part and to relax. Think of the person that jumps off the building or falls off the building. If you have someone that jumps and falls off the building is all tense and afraid, they're going to fall and they're going to get really hurt, really injured. But if you have someone that's all relaxed and mellow and they fall off the building, they trip and they don't even realize they're going down and they're relaxed the whole way down, they just go splat. They might even get up and walk away with a few bruises.
Right.
So it's the same thing. There's so many analogies that we could give you for what's happening right now in the experience. But the most important thing to remember is relaxing, surrendering to this larger part of you, moving into this larger part of you, and just relaxing, just not being tense. The more tense you are, the more difficult things will be. And we realize that your emotions might be going on a roller coaster, and you might feel tense. You might feel angry. You might feel sad. You might feel cranky, or your body might hurt, or all these things might be going on. But the more you can just breathe into it, we always want to remind people, too, to use the breath. Use the breath. The breath is a tool. It's not just this breathing. The breath is source. It's source breathing you. It's the life force moving in and out of you. And when you relax into it and you use it as a tool, you just become so open and you move into this space that you don't access normally, that you're not able to access normally. You move into a different state of awareness. You move into a source state of awareness. So there's so many things that can be done. It's just a matter of being aware, being conscious in each moment, so that you can make the choice, so that when something, life, or energy, or an experience, or your emotions has you feeling like you're being slammed into a wall at 100 miles an hour, you can just relax, and you'll just slip right down off that wall. It won't hurt so much.
That's good.
Yeah. So what other questions do you have for us?
I like what you said about the breath, because it's such a simple thing, yet it really is the key to what everything that you're talking about.
It is so much the key. It is so, so much. And people overlook it all the time. As a matter of fact, people squelch the breath. They hold the breath. They stop the breath. If you look at most people that your average person on the planet is not awake. They're not that conscious. They're definitely not living in the present moment. They're living somewhere in the future or the past or in some concern or illusion in their mind. And if you watch their breathing, they're barely breathing. They are barely breathing. If you pay attention, conscious attention to yourself, you'll notice that there's many times during the day when you're not breathing. You are just stop your breath. You hold your breath, stop your breath, or you're taking very shallow breaths. So every time you do this, you lower your life force, for one, but you're not using this beautiful tool that when you came here, when all of this was planned out, all of this, how that you were going to be here, you're going to live a life, that everyone else was going to be living a life, that this type of world was going to be. It was always planned that the breath would always be there to ground you, support you, and tie you to home, your source home. And what's happened is human and animals breathe. They don't stop breathing. Plants
no.
don't stop breathing. Only humans. Only humans with the mind. The ones with the thinking, rational mind are the only ones that stop their breathing and break their connection with the source.
Mm-hmm.
That's why
mm-hmm.
they're in so much anguish all the time. And they fall out of flow. So just that mere little thing of using the breath, focusing on the breath, keeping your awareness on your breath,
mm-hmm.
and checking it. I mean, you don't have to think about your breath every single second because we realize you have other things to do and it takes your mind to focus on those things. And that's fine. But be conscious of the breath. And every now and then when you take a pause, when you take a break, or when you just check your breath, check your breathing. Are you breathing? Are you breathing deeply? Just take a few moments to reconnect with your breath, be aware of it, feel it flowing in and out. It will change your experience in your day, in your life dramatically, dramatically for
mm-hmm.
the better. You try it. Everyone listening, try it. You will see, we promise you, dramatically for the better. That's how powerful your breath is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I believe that.
Yes, we sense that you used your breath a lot in this situation that you were in with your
yeah.
job. You focused on your breath a lot. You became conscious, you paid conscious attention to your breath throughout your day. It became a grounding point for you.
Mm-hmm,
yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. 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 And you were able to anchor yourself and connect yourself to this larger part of you, and therefore you were able to flow through this uncomfortable, otherwise uncomfortable, and not so pleasant situation as if it were pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
You just went through it just fine. And that,
well, it's like the breath allows you to be a witness to everything, so that there's no sense in being anguished because the breath helps you to realize that things come and go and they don't stay the same.
Exactly. Exactly. They don't. And when you're using the breath and you're connecting with your larger self, your source self, what you are being is a witness. Source.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The part of you that is source is always witnessing, always the observer. To you, the part that you know as your personality, the part that you know as your identity living your life. There's another part of you, your larger part, and it watches, it observes. It has no judgment. It has no feeling or emotion or attachment to what you're going through. It watches and observes.
Mm-hmm.
Completely, calmly, completely with equanimity, and it just observes, always lovingly, always love. You will always feel this great ground of love when you connect to the larger part of you. And this is what is so important for every human being to do. Every human being that's able to, that is aware enough to do this, to start doing this, because as you do it, and we're speaking to everybody listening, as you do this,
mm-hmm.
you become an example. You become your new energy, the new energy that you bring, this the calmness, the centeredness, this beautiful light. Like this light begins to glow from within you. It is contagious. Others see it. They
mm-hmm.
want it. They pick up the energy. Energy frequencies are more contagious than colds and diseases on your planet. But
mm-hmm.
you're so conditioned because everyone talks about, your media talks about and harps upon your these diseases and colds and all that being so contagious. They're not that contagious. They're not that contagious at all. What's contagious is the frequencies of energy. So when someone is feeling ill or someone's thinking about, I don't want to get it, they're feeling they're grounded in more of a fear or a lower frequency. And that's what's contagious. And those lower frequencies lower the body's immune system and ability to take care of itself well. So everything works better when you're grounded in a higher frequency. So if you pick up nothing else from anything we say tonight, pick up, use the breath, become consciously aware of your breath, check in with your breath as often as you can during your day. Become conscious. Don't go through your day unconscious. Now, we want to make a caveat. If you discover at the end of the day that, oh, my God, I went through the whole day and I was totally unconscious, I forgot to check in with my breath, that's fine. Don't yell at yourself. Don't judge yourself. Let it be. The source part of you never judges you. Begin to think like the source part of you. We will give you a question to ask. What would the source part of me do? If you're in a situation or you don't know or your back feels against the wall or your emotions are all over the place, what would the source part of me do right now? And just breathe, relax, and you'll know. And you'll know. The source part, we can assure you, would not go into spastic reactions, which the small personality identity part of you would. So there, you are in, you meaning you, all humanity, all those that live on planet Earth, and actually beyond. This is everything that's happening right now with the energetic changes is affecting way beyond the Earth, way beyond the sun and your galaxy. This is... all is source. Source, if you imagine source, the energy of source moving, it's like everything moves in an upward spiral. And source is just moving in an upward spiral. And that spiral is we call it, or you call it, evolution. We call it expansion. We call it cycle. We call it natural. We call it progression. We call it energy moving from one state of being to the next. We call it flow. We call it life. Poor Kate, you're not feeling so well, huh?
I just got a coffee, Jack.
Oh, well, we would recommend you drink some water. Do you have some?
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Well, we will continue to talk as you drink your water. So anyway, so what? This is what's happening overall. The largest perspective, the whole entire source perspective. So all of these energies are affecting everything. Everything. And we recommend that you just relax, because it's really a joyous occasion. It's like graduation. It's like graduation from school, graduation from a high school, or graduation from a college, or some kind of wonderful graduation and celebration. And you're going to the next level, and you're celebrating. So there's could be a lot of turmoil around this. You have to get fitted for your cap and gown, and then you have to practice how to walk down the little aisle and whatever, and then someone steps on your foot, and the gown doesn't fit, and then it rains on the day that you have to have the ceremony outside, and there's just a whole bunch of stuff going on that's kind of chaotic. But it's still a joyous occasion. And the big picture is it's joyous and exciting, and it's leading you to the next stage. That's exactly what's happening here. And we would love for you, we invite you to see it as this. And the way to actually feel it as this is to move into the larger vantage point. to move into that unlimited you, that unlimited you, that's so blissfully big, unlimited, and incredibly abundant you, sees this all from this large vantage point. It's as if it's magical. And you can celebrate. You can celebrate. And if something is bumpy or uncomfortable, you celebrate because you know it's all part of the transition. And it's all exciting. And it's all wonderful. And it's just the next step. It's just the next step, and it's just very exciting.
And more people will be able to feel this, I think, won't they?
Yes, yes, definitely. As more embrace it and really allow themselves to step into being aware and conscious, what happens is they will spread that energy, and others will automatically begin to show up being more conscious.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They will just automatically, they won't even have been guided on how to do this. They will just naturally find themselves finding their center, automatically finding themselves grounded, being calmer in urgent situations or tense situations.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all, it's very important because let's say that the worst thing that could happen, worst case, is that all of these things, all of these systems, all of these institutions and governments on the planet all break down, all fall apart, and there's just a mess. There's just a mess. If everybody... Mm-hmm. can be grounded, if everybody can be centered and have a calm center, all of that is going to be much smoother and handled much faster and moved through with the least amount of discomfort as compared to if everyone is in a reactive state going, oh no.
Yeah.
If they're doing
yeah.
that, they're all going to be reacting, and that reaction, they're going to be hitting each other, shooting each other, trying. Everyone's going to be in a panic state. And that
yeah.
certainly is not going to make it easier. That's going to make it all worse. So
well,
there's a big
there
choice.
Be.
Yes, go ahead.
There will be people who panic, and that's just life.
Yes. Yes. And the people that are conscious can soothe them. They can soothe
right.
them with their presence. They don't
right.
have to sit them down and say, no, it's okay. Their presence, their energy, their state of being will naturally soothe others. So it's really a choice right now that each person has, especially those of you that are aware, that are conscious, that are at points in your life when you can make conscious choices and don't just operate like helpless reaction machines, reacting to everything. That
mm-hmm.
you can see your reactions. When you can see your reactions, you have a choice. Oh, I'm reacting. As soon as you notice you're reacting, you have a choice to not do that anymore. You can
mm-hmm.
stop it. You can choose something else. But you have to see it. It's like a habit. You can't break a habit until you're aware of it. But when you're aware of it and you begin to notice every time you do it, you can start to make another choice and break the habit. It's the same
thing. There's some people here in the chat room. If Amy would come back on and let them know when this teleseminar is, that would be great.
Okay, they want to know when it is?
Yes.
Okay, so they want me to bring, they want Amy to come back?
Yeah, just to tell them when this is.
Okay. All right. Then we will bid you all adieu. We love speaking with you, and we hope that everyone will come to our teleseminar. And it's going to be just wonderful. It's going to
Thank
be
you.
Wonderful. All right.
It was wonderful to talk with you.
Okay. You are welcome. Okay. Hold on. Okay, I think I'm here. Okay, okay, all right, all right. Wow. Okay.
So that was great. Thank you. Wow.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Okay. Someone wants to know about the teleseminar. Yes.
It's the callofyourbeing.com.
Yes. How to find it is they go to the website, thecallofyourbeing.com. It's the words, the call of your, Y-O-U-R, being, B-E-I-N-G.com.
Right.
And when you get there, look under the banner. There's all of these links up there, these little tabs. There's one that says unlimited and abundant. It's on the lower row, right there in the middle. And it says unlimited and abundant. Click on that. The URL is too long. I did not make a short one, so therefore I can't give it to you. It's too long with dashes and hyphens. So this is the easiest way. So just go to that website. Did you type out the website for them, thecallofyourbeing.com?
Absolutely. And then I put to go under the tab that says unlimited and abundant and quick.
Okay, great. The teleseminar is on October 11th. So the collective picked this date. If you look at October 11th, especially the way we Americans write it, that's 10, 11, 12.
Yeah,
the numerology of that number is 6. 6 is the number of divine abundance. October is, they wanted it in October. October adds up to being a universal month with the number 6, numerology 6.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the number of divine abundance. So there's a lot of divine abundance around this teleseminar. A lot of divine energy, a lot of unlimited energy. I keep feeling this unlimited flow. I was not allowed to write anything for the page. I write a little bit in the emails just because I'm writing the emails. But I'm really not saying too much about this. I'm really kind of leaving it in the hands of the collective to communicate about this, because that's the message that I got. Is they want to be, this is their teleseminar 100%. They want me to keep my nose out of it.
Yeah, that's funny.
It is funny, because normally I try to write the sales pages and try to figure out what in the world they're going to be talking about.
Yeah. And what time is this, Amy?
It's at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
9 o'clock on the 11th of October, which is a Thursday night, I believe.
Yes.
I think it's Thursday. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So that should be a wonderful teleseminar. Really exciting. Read the page. Read the collective's message. It's all a message from the collective on that page. It's them communicating in their normal, their voice that they communicate in, which can be, it's always loving, but it can be firm, because they're not going to let you get away with stuff. That's the way they are. they're that way. And they're going to, they grab you by the scruff of your neck, and they're going to say, sit down. Stop squirming about. You're not this little tiny being that's a victim. And they're gonna show you. They're gonna take you, and they're going to show you who you are, and they're gonna show you through direct experience too. So the thing that's so wonderful about the collective teleseminars is they change people. They really do, because the experience that they lead people through in the experiential journeys. You've been in a couple of them, I know.
Oh, I know. I love them.
Yeah, they change you. You're not the same person afterward. Because you've had this experience that's so profound, it has to alter you. So even if you're not living in that experience every moment from day to day, you've been altered by the fact that you had this experience. It's just wonderful. It's just wonderful how they do that. They just make it just such a, it's a living experience. And it's just wonderful, 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 wonderful. So I encourage everybody to go check out the page, and I encourage you to register and sign up. You will just be so happy that you did. You really will.
Yeah. I just found the page. I don't know why it took me so long. But there it is. But it was just, I think I'm in a sort of an altered state of consciousness myself, so.
you might be. Now, all of the pictures, too, all of the pictures, they basically chose the pictures that they wanted on the page also.
Yes.
So all of the pictures express a certain, the idea with the pictures, from what I understand, is that each picture carries a particular energy. It's not the actual what's in the picture. It's the energy and the tone of the picture that's important.
Yes.
And that's why they selected it. Oh, I'm also getting another message from them. They are going to be putting together a pre-session assignment, kind of like to warm you up. I have no idea what this is going to be. They don't tell me anything. So I don't know what it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be looking at pictures. I don't know if it's going to be writing something or reading something. Listening to something. I have no idea. But I am getting a message that they are doing this, and they want people to hurry up and get signed up because they want to send it already. And they want people to have time for it. So I'll make it available to anyone that signs up. But the thing is, if people sign up with a day before or something, they're not going to really have time to be with this assignment. And if they feel this is important, the assignment, whatever it is that they're going to do, if they feel it's important to the whole class or seminar and part of the whole, then you want to be able to have time with it, to spend time with it.
Yeah. Wow. That's really great.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. So there's a lot of cool things and cool energy around this whole thing. Very exciting. And, I mean, they haven't done a teleseminar for over 4 months, and it basically is because I've been busy and I haven't.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they always want to do a teleseminar. But I was busy. I was doing things, and I just decided there was just, they have been doing a teleseminar every month for a while, and I felt that it was time for a little bit of a break. It was the summer and everything, and I just felt it was time for a break.
Yeah.
And so.
Well, that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
There's a time for everything and
right.
season. So here we are in this wonderful season of autumn, and it is just a remarkably powerful time. There's no
yes.
doubt about it.
Yes, autumn, you know, so many people think of autumn as dying, but it's really not. It's it's really rebirth. People think of spring as rebirth, but autumn is what prepares for the spring.
I love
all of the pollen that comes out, all of the seeds that go into their little, you know, quiet little states and everything, it's being prepared now. So it's actually the rebirth is actually happening now, and spring is like the actual expression of that rebirth.
Yes.
And winter is the germinating, the dormant, the sleeping state. It's like the baby in the womb state.
Yeah.
You know, where everyone's inside hibernating, and it's really kind of neat. Really kind of neat. Yeah.
It is.
Magical.
Well, it truly is. Amy, I'm so happy that you came here tonight, and I love talking with you, and it's been a pleasure.
Well, thank you so much, Kate. It's always a pleasure to do the show with you. And no one has any other questions that need to be answered before we go?
No, because they can't hear us anymore.
Okay.
That's okay, because we have the archives, and I will be promoting that.
Oh, okay, so this will be on the archives?
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right, good.
And from what I understand, people notoriously listen to the archives in great numbers, whereas you had just had a handful of live people. We had about maybe 7 or 8 people listening live, though, so that's pretty good. But, I mean, the real juice is in the archive listeners, and I've been getting a lot of those. So.
Okay. All right, good. All right.
I will promote it.
Excellent.
I will promote. Yeah.
All right. Good. Yeah, well, send me that link like you did last time and put that on my Facebook page or whatever. Remember how you did that?
I do.
Yeah,
I'll
put it up on my blog also. I'm overdue for writing a post, so this will be very convenient.
Yes, it will.
You have to feed the Google. Every time I write a post, that's what I think. I'm feeding the Google monster, making it happy, writing a blog post.
Well, let's face it, what would Google do without us?
Really, it would have no food.
Okay, my love, we'll talk again.
All right. Thank you so much, Kate.
Bye-bye.
All right. Have a good one. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.